Blog Talk Radio.
Because I feel like this all the time.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful, and they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh.
Good evening. My name is Joseph Gibson. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. On July 7th, the year 2015, whoever's listening tonight, I thank you for tuning in. Tonight was I wanted to put this show together pretty quick. I don't have a lot of resources. I didn't ask many people to call in. I'm still new at this. Like I said, I just started on Friday, so I'm still getting the hang of it. Working the controls, you know, learning how to use the computer here, what buttons to push. So if someone calls in and I don't connect you, get upset with me. You know, I'll do the best I can here. I have no producer and no co-producer and no co-host. And future shows, of course I will, but, you know, I want to go slow right now and get the hang of it before I go out and get 1,000 listeners and I make a jerk idiot out of myself, you know? So, you know, I'm going to do the best I can, you know, just try to go slow and get the hang of it and, you know, pick some interesting topics to talk about. I did a quick show last night, actually, for 30 minutes, and I looked at the stat sheet today, and over 58 people listened to that show. Not live. 11 people listened live, but they actually went back, and it was archived, and they went back and listened to it today or whenever they did last night or what have you. So, you know, if I'm going to get that type of following and keep growing, that's great. So, like I said, I want to, you know, not advertise too much. I want to be more of a on-the-spot type of moment, you know, going on tomorrow night, I will. But, you know, I want to eventually get a plan and a schedule and a scheduled topic where I could put it out there for quite some time, and then this way here we can get a, you know, a large following and a large caller base, you know, maybe some fans out there who will consistently follow me. But last night I talked about the Confederate flag issue. You know, is the Confederate flag a symbol of hate? And I wasn't prepared. I didn't have any notes. So I got a little more prepared today, just a little bit. You know, I didn't do all kinds of reading on it. But generally, I know anyway that the Confederate flag has nothing to do with slavery and nothing to do with hate, actually. Just because some wackos want to adopt it as a symbol to hurt someone does not mean that's what the flag represents. I mean, I said, made a silly analogy last night. If I put a white rocking chair on my front porch and I say, I don't like Chinese people, that's what that means. And I go take that rocking chair and I smash it over some China guy's head. You know what? All white rocking chairs now are evil. No one can put them on their front porches anymore. You know, it's just stupid things like that. I mean, this is how silly this concept sounds, that the Confederate flag is a evil symbol. Okay, well, and if you don't believe me, pulled up some facts and spread, some sheets here of history, real history, not what you were taught in high school, because that's not real history, or elementary school, or your civics class in high school, because that's not real history, because I was never taught this at school. I had to do all my own research. But, they say, where did the flag exactly come from? What's the facts and the myths concerning the Confederate flag? Well, let's examine this straight from the Library of Congress records and Federalist Papers and Civil War, transcripts and memoirs, stuff that was saved throughout the years, things that were actually written by actual senators and congressmen. I will quote those too. I have them here in black and white, and I'll give you the links to research it yourself if you don't believe me before I start getting into any type of debate or discussion about this. You can't deny the facts about history. You can't change history just because you want to believe that's what it was really about or what you believe really happened. That's your opinion, and everyone's entitled to their opinion. But that does not mean it's a fact, and it should not be applied as a factual foundation or basis to the way we are taught. Teach someone your opinion, okay? That's the problem we have today. Everyone has their own little opinions about things, and they teach people their opinion. And it's only an opinion. It's not a fact. And that's why we got so many asinine opinions out there, and everything is so screwed up because nobody knows the real truth. All right? So, I'm going to, quote, like, history books and the media and the school systems, they teach these falsehoods and these inaccuracies, about the Confederate and Southern history, So we're going to do, I got something here that I pulled up, a fact and myth sheet here, and you can quote it and look it up yourself, but I'm going to go ahead and go over a couple of them. It's not that long, I'm not going to read the entire night here, but I'm just going to throw it out there. The myth that the war of 1861 through 1865 was fought over slavery, okay? Wait, that's what everyone believes. That's what CNN and Fox News will have you believe, and your teachers in high school. However, the fact of the matter is, okay, this is terribly untrue. The North fought the war over money, plain and simple. When the South started secession, Lincoln was asked, why not let the South go in peace? To which he replied, I can't let them go. Who would pay for the government? Sensing total financial ruin for the North, Lincoln waged war on the South. The South fought the war to repel Northern aggression and invasion. Now, there's more to it. That was just a factual, foundation that I laid out there as to why it was generally fought. There's a lot more to it. And I went over that a little bit last night also. Another myth, only Southerners owned slaves. Everyone thinks the South was, they were the ones that beat up the black people, and they owned all the slaves and treated them horribly, when in fact the South only owned 2% of the slaves in this country at that time. The North owned the rest, okay? So, but anyway, here's the myth. Only Southerners owned slaves. Entirely untrue. Many Northern civilians owned slaves prior to, during, and even after the Civil War of Northern aggression. Surprisingly to many history-impaired individuals, most Union generals and staff had slaves to serve them. William T. Sherman had many slaves that served him until well after the war was over, free them until late in 1865. U.S. Grant also had several slaves who were only freed after the 13th Amendment in December of 1865. When asked why he didn't free his slaves earlier, Grant stated, "Good help is so hard to come by these days." You know, that's you know, I can see that. You know, I mean, I'll openly admit it. You know, a lot of whites today are just lazy. We see that today. You know, but anyway, let's see here. Where was I? Contrarily, Confederate General Robert E. Lee freed his slaves, which he never purchased. They were inherited in 1862. Lee freed his slaves several years before the war was over, and considerably earlier than the Northern counterparts, and during the fierce early days of the war, when the South was obliterating the Northern armies. Okay, because if you know about the Civil War, the South won for the first part of the war. They almost actually won the entire war. Okay, they were really doing quite well. You know, so we're not going to get into the Civil War all itself, because that's not the issue or topic tonight. You know, and lastly and most importantly, why did Northern states outlaw slavery? Only after the war was over. The so-called Emancipation Proclamation of Lincoln only gave freedom to slaves in the South, not in the North. Okay, look it up. Okay, this Pecksniffery even went so far as to find the state of Delaware rejecting the 13th Amendment in December of 1865 and did not ratify it, the 13th Amendment we're talking about, free the slaves, until 1901. Till the next century. That's the North. So everyone's mad at the South and the Confederate flag. You know, it represents hate and evil. Come on. Get with your history. Understand history. Okay? A little bit more here. We're going to read a couple more here. But even more monumental, it is also very important to know and understand that federal Northern Union ships brought slaves to America. These ships were from the New England states. And their hypocrisy is atrocious. These federals were ones that ended up crying the loudest about slavery. But without their ships, many of the slaves would have never arrived here. They made countless fortunes on the delivery of slaves, as well as the products made from raw materials such as cotton and tobacco in the South. This is the problem with the Northern history. Is overwhelmingly portrayed incorrectly by most Northern books and media. Okay? Now we're going to get to the Confederate battle flag. This is the myth. The Confederate battle flag represented the South nation. No, it did not. Okay? Fact. Not true. While the Southern battle flag was carried into battle, the Southern nation had three different national flags during the course of the war. The first national flag was changed due to resemblance of the U.S. flag. The second flag was subsequently modified due to similarity to the flag of truce. The third national flag was the adopted flag of the Confederacy. The Confederate battle flag was never a national flag of the Confederacy. It was carried into battle by several armies, such as the Army of Northern Virginia and the Army of Tennessee. Was also used as a naval jack by the Confederate Navy. Okay? So, one more myth. Let's do one more. The myth, the Confederate battle flag is known as the Stars and Bars. A common misconception. The first national Confederate flag is correctly known as the Stars and Bars. Okay? The Confederate flag is known as the Southern Cross. Okay? Well, let's do one more myth because we're going to get to the racism here. The Confederate flag represents racism today. That's the myth. Fact. The Confederate battle flag today finds itself in the center of much controversy and hoopla going on in the several states. The cry to take this flag down is unjustified. It is very important to keep in mind that the Confederate battle flag was simply just that, a battle flag. It was never even a national flag. So how could it have flown over a slave nation or represented slavery or racism? This myth is continued by lack of education and ignorance. Those that vilify the Confederate battle flag are very confused about history and have jumped upon the bandwagon with loose wheels. Okay? I mean, they give several more facts and myths, but we're, like I said, we're not going to tie up the whole program just about that. All right? So, now, you say, well, yeah, that's all well and fine. Somebody could have wrote that, and they adopted as history, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about then why the actual Civil War was fought to begin with. All right? Get my notes out here properly. Okay? All right. You got to remember something. All right? The Reconstruction Acts were very devastating to the South. The North and South both were hoodwinked by the central bankers and the European, the British Rothschilds. Okay? Look up your history. You'll all find out all about the Rothschilds. Okay? They were the banking cartels that originally started banking, fractional reserve banking, and the central banks that monopolize money. Even today, we have the Federal Reserve in America, and that is a branch off from that. They finally, you know, they finally did get their central bank in the year 1913, but we're, you know, now we're jumping a little farther in history, and we'll be here all night talking about it. But our issue tonight is the Confederate flag and why the South has the Confederate flag. Because, you know, many people think it's the flag of the Ku Klux Klan or the Nazi skinhead or this guy that murdered those nine people in Charleston, South Carolina. That it's his flag now. You know, I don't even see any pictures of the Confederate flag with him in it. I think there was one that he had up on Facebook, but that was like after he was arrested. So I wonder if his Facebook page really is true. So, but anyway, the other pictures, the many famous pictures that are, you know, of when he was younger, he has South African flags, the apartheid flags on him, pasted on his jacket. There's no Confederate flag. So why is this Confederate flag such a big issue? I don't understand what they're up to, and I've been investigating it, but we want to set the truth, even though it hasn't from the beginning, but we want to start setting the record straight, because eventually this story is going to fade out. Right now, everyone's on the bandwagon. The media is hyping it up, and they're talking about it. Yes, I'm talking about it, but I'm telling you the truth about it, okay? I don't care about all the nonsense, you know, the Ku Klux Klan guy down there in Atlanta, Georgia, is waving the Confederate flag. Oh, that means it's hate. It's hate. No. Not true. Okay. Well, now let's talk about true history, all right? Why really the South tried to break away from the North, all right? That's the key here, because that is why the South adopted this rebel flag to begin with. It was, and you ask, well, why do they got to fly it on the State House? Now, why got to fly it in the Capitol? Because it's a matter of principle and historical heritage. I'm from up north, and I could respect the Confederate flag, okay? I'm originally from the state of Connecticut, and I could respect their heritage. Because, you know, even though I don't like it, and I don't like a lot of the southern ways, people who know me will, you know, admit that. But I respect it, and that's their heritage. And that was their last way after the war to snub their nose at the bankers of up north. That's why they fly it on the State House. Not because they don't like African Americans and they're trying to insult and bring slavery back. What? How silly. Oh, I just cannot believe people believe that nonsense. All right, the problem prior to the Reconstruction Acts and the unconstitutional 14th Amendment to the Constitution, the federal government had no control and authority over the lives or property of the people of the several states. In direct contrast to the intentions of the founders of America, we now see a total invasion by the federal government in nearly every aspect of our lives. No longer are we authoritative state citizens exercising constitutionally protected liberties, but we will have become subjugated U.S. citizens, begging an overbearing federalized government for some semblance of freedom. The history, here we go. It is a little-known fact that through the course of history, two states called North Carolina have entered the American Union. The first state of North Carolina entered as the 12th state of the Union on November 21, 1789, and was established by the freemen, free people of North Carolina. The second state of North Carolina, the 39th state, entered the American Union on June 25, 1868. You following me? Okay, those of you that don't know history, you're like, what do you mean? They had another Revolutionary War in 1860? No. Pay attention. Okay, this is why the South wanted to break away from the North. Okay? This de facto government of North Carolina, the government that many people recognize today, was put into place by the United States military as the end result of the Reconstruction Acts 1, 2, 3, and 4. These acts imposed on us a military dictatorship, an election, a method of changing our Constitution, and a Constitution all foreign to organic law. Through the Reconstruction Acts and the forced amending of the Constitution, a military coup occurred and put into place the government of North Carolina, which is operating today no longer a government of consent by the lawfully authorized people, but one of fraud, coercion, and our Constitution, therefore, has been dormant, but not dead, since that date. Okay? So if you don't, and I'm just picking North Carolina, this happened to all the southern states. The Congress, okay, the Congress at that time, okay, I have the exact, last night I quoted the Congress, I didn't have the number of the Congress, I have it here tonight somewhere, got to go through it here. Okay, the number of that Congress that's walked out, okay, here it is right here, the congressional proceedings, and you can look all this up, it's not, you know, it's true, you know, these are actual. You know, it's just like today when the congressional record, when Congress meets or the Senate meets, it's on C-SPAN, you know, but nobody watches it because they're watching MTV and Lady Gaga, you know. They're out bebopping around, you know. You if you're paying attention to what's going on, all right. So here we go, Congressional Globe, the object of the war, okay. Remember, we're getting to the foundation of the Confederate flag, why it's being flown, and why so many Southerners want it to stay where it is. And you know what? What if you're great under that flag? You would want to see it keep flying because it's part of your Southern heritage. But you got a bunch of liberal whiners who are twisting history, making people believe something that's not true. Okay? So, let's get to the war. All right, this is the Congress here. We're meeting. This is the Congress. The Congress is meeting in 1861. Pay attention. Okay? These are the declared objects and purposes of the war made by the 37th Congress, July 26, 1861. The pages included here show the debate upon the floor of Congress. As you can read for yourself, the original object and purpose of the Civil War was not conquest or subjugation. Take note of those in opposition to the passage of the resolution. Congressional Globe, the official proceedings of Congress, published by John C. Rives, Washington, D.C., July 26, 1861. He says, object of the war, Mr. Johnson of Tennessee, he is saying, I move that the resolution which I introduced yesterday be now taken up and considered by the Senate. The motion was agreed to, and the Senate resumed the consideration of the following resolution. Resolved that the present deplorable civil war has been forced upon the country by the delusionists of the southern states, now in revolt against a constitutionally government and in arms around the Capitol, that in the national emergency, Congress, banishing all feeling of mere passion or resentment, will recollect only its duty to the whole country, that this war is not prosecuted upon our part in any spirit of oppression, nor for any purpose of conquest or subjugation, nor for the purpose of overthrowing or interfering with the rights or established institutions of those states, but to defend and maintain the supremacy of the Constitution and all laws made in pursuance thereof, and to preserve the Union with all dignity, equality, and rights of the several states unimpaired, that as soon as these objects are accomplished, the war ought to cease. Okay, we're going to read one more, and then I'm going to go ahead and talk about this, okay? Senator Breckinridge, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, but he's a U.S. senator. He gets up on the floor and he says this, okay, that this war is not prosecuted upon our part in any spirit of oppression, nor for any purpose of conquest or subjugation, nor for the purpose of overthrowing or interfering with the rights and established institutions of those states. And he's talking about the southern states, okay? You know, he's not talking about slavery here. There's no slavery. He's not getting up on the floor saying, we got to stand up against slavery. We got to go down there and free the slaves. We got to conquer the South. You know, they owned all the slaves. This is horrible. We got to free the slaves. This is what people actually believe today, okay? You see it on CNN. You see it on Fox News. This is what they believe. We're getting to the Confederate flag. That's why the Confederate flag is an evil flag. Oh, it's hurting the black, you know, when a black person walks by that Capitol building. Oh, he just wants to cry, you know, because he remembers his, he actually feels like a slave when he sees that flag flying, doesn't he? Yes, I'm sure he does. With the way he's been taught, thinking that that's what the flag doesn't represent, you know? If he was taught the wrong thing his entire life, which he has, then of course he's going to believe the flag stands for hate. Anyway, it's the last paragraph on this. This war is not prosecuted upon our part in any spirit of oppression, nor for any purpose of conquest or subjugation. Okay? I think, sir, that this war is prosecuted according to the purposes of a majority of those who are managing the legislation that leads to its prosecution for object of subjugation. I believe that unless those states which have seceded from the federal union lay down their arms and surrender at discretion, the majority in Congress will hear to no terms of settlement, and that those who may attempt to mediate will speak to the winds. I believe, therefore, that the war in the sense and spirit entertained conservative than a majority of the organization with which he is connected went so far in the warmest of his feelings the other day as to declare that unless the people of certain states in the South, I told you he was talking to the South, you see? I already knew, but now you know. I'm reading his exact words, but I already knew that, in case you didn't know, the listener, okay? In case you think I was interpreting he was talking to the South. You know, no, I'm only talking facts here. This is black and white history, congressional record, okay? He says, the South yielded willing obedience. He would depopulate them and people them over again, meaning what he would do, he says it, is quite brutal, that I call not only a war of subjugation, but a war of extermination. The North, if the South did not surrender, would have murdered and killed all the Southerners that lived here during those days, okay? That's how convinced the North was to preserve the Union and actually not preserve, well, I can't really say that because that's actually false, to propel the agenda of the bankers. Remember when I told you earlier, Abraham Lincoln said, who will support the government? How are we going to fund the government unless we declare war on the South? Remember I told you again earlier, the Rothschilds, the bankers? Remember, the bank owns all the money, okay? They were supporting Lincoln, okay, at that time. Okay, we won't get into all that, but it's all documented. They were supporting Lincoln, and they were funding Lincoln. That's why the South, they did so well in the fight, but they eventually ran out of money. They couldn't print their own money. They were using Confederate dollars the best they could. I mean, you know, they had their own money, but, you know, they didn't have the bankers of the world supporting them. So how could they fight a war? What could they do? You know, so they, you know, they fought well in the beginning and for the most part of the war. And then they lost. In the end, they had no choice but to surrender, just like that U.S. senator just said in the congressional hearings. You know, we'll exterminate them all. We'll murder them all. You know, how do you like that? They were going to murder every single Southerner. The Southerner has a rebel flag. Don't you think the Southerner has a right to keep that as his heritage? His or her heritage? And like I told you earlier, it was his last statement to the North, snubbing its nose at the North. We got our rebel flag still. That's why they fly it on the Capitol building. Okay, the capital of South Carolina. That's why they fly it on the capital of Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama. Okay, the southern states. That's why they fly it on the Capitol buildings. Not because the government wants to enslave Martin Luther King again. Okay, so grow up. Open your history books. Get off Facebook. Okay? Because if you want to get out there expressing your opinions, preaching false history, okay, start learning first and understand what the hell you're talking about. You should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed. But then again, do you really have a choice? I mean, unless you can go to a real school and, you know, you have good parents or you actually have a light bulb turn on in your life, you know, you really have no choice but to be brainwashed. I mean, from birth, you're vaccinated. You know, you got it all against you right then and there. You know, from day one, you're vaccinated, you're dumbed down, you got chemicals in you, your brain's not developing right. You know, you're drinking baby formula, which is poison. You know, so your brain isn't going to develop fully. You know, that's a fact. Look that up. All right. Like I said, I'm not speaking any opinions here. Look it up. You know, the babies who breastfeed are more healthier than babies that drink formula, okay? Oh, look it up. I don't want to hear any wise email comments about that one. You know, like I said, back it up then. Prove me I'm wrong and I'll retract it, but I'm not. Okay, so what you have to do is understand, really, like I said, history. Now, back to the Confederate flag. Now, do you understand why a lot of Southerners, most Southerners fly the Confederate flag just to be thinking they're tough and it's a rebel thing, you know. But what about the year-old, or actually, you know, even a 20-year-old, whose great-great-great-grandfather understood what happened during the Civil War, you know, and he handed that information down throughout the years, you know, to his siblings, you know. What if my father taught me, what if I was from the South and my father said, hey, you know, this is what happened, you know, this is what happened to your great-great-grandfather. He fought hard, you know, he believed, and he told me the real truth about history. Darn right, I'd be out there saying, hey, you know, I believe in the Confederate flag, you know. I mean, you know, I want it to fly. I want to keep it up on that Capitol building. But yet you have CNN, Fox News, you know, the brainwashing tactics that are, you know, turning people against each other based upon false history. And you know what? These people that are so easily deceived, they're not really my brother. I'm going to tell you that right now. That if you can't figure things out, you know, I know I made excuses there about being vaccinated and stuff like that, but you know what? If you can't figure things out for yourself, you know, with all the information that's made available to us today, we have the internet. You know, even television, you can still learn on TV. You can watch the history. I mean, there's educational programs. It's hard to find, but, you know, you can use it just as an entertainment purpose, you know, but you don't have to be brainwashed by it, you know. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, you have all this access to information out there, true history. You have the internet. You can access the Library of Congress online. You can have it right in your living room in a matter of a second. You know, you could read what George Washington wrote, or what General Lee wrote in his own words in a matter of a second on your screen, on the internet. So really, you have no excuse why you think the way you do. You know, now I understand how somebody's trying to call in here. Let me try here. Now I understand. Okay, I see what you said. Can you press it again for me? Try pressing one more time right now, please. And type it in that you did. Can you do it again? Okay. It's not ringing on my end, but I see a question mark. Question mark there. So that's got to be when you have a question. Okay, now I understand. All right, like I said, I'm just trying to learn this here. I had somebody do a test, to ask a question. I had two people to ask a question, but I'm not going to connect. But okay, I see now what it means. Okay, so thank you very much for doing that, for pressing one for me. I had somebody who was going to listen to the show tonight, and I asked them to press one and let me know when they did, because you're supposed to press one to let me know you want to come in to talk to the host. Because I ran the show the other night, and I had several live call-ins, and I couldn't figure out if they were trying to get on or not, and I didn't hear any beep. But now I understand a question mark. They have a question. They want to come on. A question mark goes beside their phone number. So they have a question, and that's how I know they want to call in. But I was on another network, and they would have a buzzing noise. Boom! And I liked that, because I would know somebody was trying to come in. So now I understand. So I learned a little bit tonight. That was the purpose. And I hope the people out there learned something tonight also about what I had to say about the Confederate flag issue. Now, if I get any more emails, I got two emails about this from the show yesterday. You don't know what you're talking about, blah, 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 blah. Well, I went and did a little research today for a couple hours. I pulled up the facts for you. I quoted you the years. I even gave you two names of two congressmen that made several quotes on the congressional floor. And the year of too lazy enough, sir, go ahead and look them up, okay? Read the congressional record, all right? If you don't believe that, then I guess you'll never believe anything. So I don't know what to tell you. All I could tell you is that I believe the Confederate flag should fly on every Capitol building in the South. Now, if they took that Confederate flag and flew it on the Empire State Building, then I would say, why are you doing that? You know, then I would question it, obviously, you know, but I believe the Southern pride. I believe the South has a right to fly the Confederate flag. I'm not a racist, you know, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody. And I don't adopt it as my symbol, the Confederate flag. It's not going to fly in my house or in my yard. But I believe Southerners have a right to fly that flag, you know. So I made my point here tonight on that issue. I'm not going to really take any calls tonight. I just wanted to figure out how to take calls. So maybe tomorrow night I'll take a couple. Actually, I only have one question anyway. I'll answer it through an email. I don't have too many people logged in tonight because, like I said, I didn't advertise the show. But I know this show is archived and people will go back and listen to it, and hopefully they got an educational lesson on the Confederate flag and to which what it stands for. Now, future shows, I want to let you know I'm going to try to get some guests on here. I'm going to be making calls. I'm going to call people and put them on the spot. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get involved here. We got a lot of issues here we'll want to combat. You know, there's about this vaccination issue. Let's call some doctors and put them on the spot, some doctor's offices. I hear some doctor's offices around here refuse to treat children who have not been vaccinated. Don't doctors swear an oath that they shall not do no harm? So you're going to refuse to treat a child who is sick because they haven't had vaccinations? So we may do that in the future, too. You know, we may call up a few doctors and ask them. You know, I need to have more information on vaccinations before I can debate somebody. Most likely they'll hang up on me. But, you know, like I said, but we're going to stick them out there. We're going to get some exposure here. That's the purpose of the Internet, information. If you're using the computer to play games or look at pornography, then you know what? You're wasting your time, and you're wasting a great piece of technology. You should be using the computer and the information we have made available to you, available to us out there, for a positive purpose, to make yourself or your family or your neighborhood or your community or your state or your country or your world a better place. And I'm going to use Blog Talk Radio just for that. And like I said last night, I guarantee you that by next year at this time, I'll have one of the most popular blog talk shows on the internet today. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to have millions of followers, but I'm going to tell you that now. I'm not that big, but I'm going to have quite a popular show because I'm going to work at it, and I'm going to bring facts, and we're going to discuss hardcore issues, and we're going to have a good time doing it, you know, and controversial issues also. And you're not going to hear, like, you want to listen to FM radio or you want to listen to news on the radio, talk radio, mainstream radio. Well, I'm going to tell you what, during a one-hour show like I have here tonight, you're going to hear 45 minutes of commercials. Okay? So you'll hear no commercials here. I may take a break once in a while, you know, for a second or so, but you're not going to hear any commercials, okay? You know, unless somebody's, you know, going to give me some money to advertise and plug their name or something, but I'm not going to bore you for 5 minutes with commercials and nonsense and scams. You know, call 1-800-THIS and we'll send you that. No, I'm not going to scam you. That, you know, that's one of the big problems in America today, the scams that are out there. Buy this and we'll free. Remember something, nothing's free. Nothing. There's always a catch at the end of the line. Sign up for the internet, $29.95. Yeah, for the first 3 months. After that, they whack you. You know? The price triples. Oh, and you're in a contract too, by the way, so you can't discontinue service. Problem with America today, bait and switch, lies. You know? And people say, so what? You know, so what? That's your fault. No. People don't want to be bothered with this nonsense. You know, you get all these telemarketers calling you, bothering you, you know, over nothing. It's ridiculous. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here a few minutes early. I'm going to go ahead and play my ending broadcast. Those of you that listened tonight about the Confederate flag, I thank you very much. And email me if you want. Send me a, you know, blog talk. I have my own section where you can send me messages here. So go ahead and send them to me. If you got any questions, most likely I'll be on again tomorrow night. We'll be a little bit earlier tomorrow night, 6 p.m. I hope you join me.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guests.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being...
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.